It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us this week, for the very first time, guitarist and vocalist of the band Cynic, Paul Masvidal. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Thanks for being on the show with us. The new Cynic record, Kindly Bent to Free Us, is out in stores now. And the new album's a gigantic leap for Cynic on so many levels. On first listen, it's understandable that some people might think it's not even metal. What makes Kindly Bent to Free Us metal musically and also in terms of attitude?
Well, we probably are one of those bands that never quite, well, always broke the rules. You know, we never really fit in any particular way to kind of be traditional metal. I mean, we were part of the death metal movement in Florida, so we started that whole scene. We definitely have the metal in our blood. But I think with this record, when it's heavy, it gets really heavy. You know, in terms for us, it's more of a sludgy kind of heavy, but it's, of all of our records, actually, this album has probably more distortion, more distorted guitars than any of our previous. Like, we usually have a lot of breaks with clean sections and whatnot, but this one's kind of overall heavier, you know, in terms of the... And just, I would say, probably conceptually, what's happening lyrically is... It's always kind of heavy, but it gets in there, man. It gets in there. There's some pretty intense stuff going on in terms of what we're writing about, or what I'm writing about. I just actually spoke earlier to someone about a song that caught their attention called Gitanjali. And I was telling them the story of it, which is a story of a 16-year-old girl who secretly wrote a book of poems right before she passed away. She was diagnosed with terminal cancer, and her mother found all the poems, and they're these like Emily Dickinson level, really kind of mature, old soul kind of writings, and coming from a 16-year-old. And it's probably one of the darker songs in the record, but it was funny, the guy that I spoke to, the journalist, was going, whoa, like, I didn't expect to hear that, you know, in terms of like, that's a heavy thing. And I was saying, but you know, at the end of the day, it's actually a really great story, because it was what she left that inspired more art. You know, it was her kind of coming into enduring this painful experience and letting go. And it kind of inspired another artist to make something maybe beautiful, you know, as a result. And I feel like that's kind of all of our jobs. You know, it's the duty of the artist is to inspire others. So at the end of the day, I guess this didn't get very metal, did it?
Let's check out the track from the latest Cynic record, Gitanjali. That was new music from Immure. Their album Eternal Enemies came out this week. Full Metal Jackie, we've got guitarist, vocalist of the band Cynic on the show with us, Paul Masvidal. And Kindly Bent to Free Us, the latest record, is a very, it's very sci-fi. What's your favorite sci-fi movie, book, or TV show? And what's your classic go-to sci-fi work that continues to inspire you musically?
Wow. Well, I'm definitely a sci-fi geek. Probably all-time favorite would be Blade Runner. You know, that kind of turned my world upside down as a kid. And, you know, plenty of stuff since then, but that definitely goes down as the classic for me. And then TV-wise, Twilight Zone was just the coolest stuff ever. You know?
Original.
Yeah, the original Twilight Zone, big time. And books, you know, I was a sci-fi kid. I read a lot of, like, Ray Bradbury and stuff like that, and was just one of these sci-fi nuts. And then my mother, I remember at one point, who was my mom's, like, a New Ager kind of, a lady, she took me to an occult bookstore, and she said, buy whatever you want, you know, you've got to figure this out. And so I ended up buying like a book on black magic, you know, like sorcery, witchcraft, you know, the Satanic Bible. I was a rebellious, you know, kid. I was 13 and just stepping into my metal boots, you know, and it was great that she kind of just let that happen and didn't judge me, and knew that I was just curious and trying to, you know, figure out what was going on, and this was my way of doing it.
Full Metal Jackie with Paul from Cynic with us. Quick break. We've got Slayer coming up for you next. Full Metal Jackie, Paul Masvidal from the band Cynic is on the show with us. The latest record from Cynic is called Kindly Bent to Free Us. And Paul, what cultural and musical influences from your youth in Miami found their way into this record, Kindly Bent to Free Us?
Well, I grew up in a Cuban household. You know, my parents are first wave of Cubans that left communism. So And although my mom's like a new ager and my dad's kind of an eclectic, intellectual kind of person, their tastes varied a lot. I mean, my mom was really into folk music as a kid. And I remember my earliest memories of hearing Bread and Simon and Garfunkel and some of this stuff that really moved me songwriting wise. And it was just like, oh, I want to write songs, you know, it was just kind of. And then, but then I think that some of the more complex components of Cynic's music, the prog side, some of it, especially rhythmically, came from the Cuban music, because they have that Afro-Cuban thing going on. And it's really complex music. It's like, when you break it down as a musician, rhythmically, it's groovy, and there's a lot of interesting things happening. And I feel like I have that going on, whether I realize it or not. There's this kind of gene in me, or some kind of little information there that's kind of informed my musical upbringing, that's kind of lent itself to something more inherently complex, you know. And it comes natural, in a sense. I don't think there's Latin rhythms all over our music, but it definitely, that relationship, you know, of making something that has more, I don't know, it's just not a straight groove, you know. That, I guess, you know, really the songwriting thing was really what drove this whole process. And to this day, I mean, I'm just interested in writing a good song. You know, that's really the goal.
Full Metal Jackie with Paul Masvidal of Cynic with us. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. New music from Devil You Know, and Paul will pick a tune as well. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie, Paul Masvidal from the band Cynic is with us. And we're talking about the latest record, Kindly Bent to Free Us. And you seem immersed in music, all styles of music, whether it's writing and playing for Cynic, studying music, or composing for television and film. What's the most valuable thing about being multifaceted, not only as a musician, but also as a music fan?
Well, for me, what I love is like Cynic being like an art for art's sake project. You know, it's really kind of no rules, do whatever you want. No one telling us how the song should be. So it's just completely liberated. But then when I go and write for television, or, you know, I did this children's book with Jim Carrey last year, and it's like you get to wear these different hats, you know. You really get to, I did the producer record for him for the children's book. But it's like you get to be somebody else and serve someone else's vision. And especially with TV and film, it's really about serving picture. You know, you're trying to be as transparent as possible and make it work, enhance something, a visual environment. So it's a completely different head, you know, to do that, just because it's no longer just this auditory world that's really liberated and free. It's more like, oh, you're kind of meaningless, really, in the context of what's happening. You're just trying to serve a greater image. So I think that's healthy for me. It helps. I like to play that role. I was a session musician for numerous years for network sitcoms, and I just liked being just a cog in the wheel sometimes, just another dude being told what to do or what to play and being part of something larger. So it's nice to kind of be that guy, you know, and put on that hat. And then stylistically, you know, you're stretched in ways that you normally wouldn't with your own work.
It's Full Metal Jackie, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, happening right after this. That was New White Chapel, The Saw Is the Law, off Our Endless War, which comes out April 29th. They're on tour now. It's Full Metal Jackie, Paul from Cynic with us. Their new album, Kindly Bent to Free Us, is out now, and they've got some touring scheduled. You can check out the band's Facebook page or a full list of dates. And Paul, really appreciate you being on the show. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Jackie.
It's Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.